But right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined in the studio, as always, on Wednesday by Aaron A.J. Johnson and Victor Lewis of WCHL to help us out with Kids Q today. Guys, how are you?
Pretty good.
Awesome. How'd you make it through the snow? AJ, I know how you made it through the snow because we were hanging out here at the studio for the entire weekend.
Yes, the entire weekend. It's just me and Keck in the studio having loads of fun, alarms going off in the background.
That's a slight exaggeration, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of fun.
Those alarms were not in the background at all. They were very much in the foreground.
Yeah. We were good. We had help. There were a few other people here with us for a time.
Many more in spirit.
It was a lot of fun.
Victor was here in spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Victor was here in spirit. Victor was very much here in spirit.
Yeah, in spirit.
Where were you in body?
I was at home in body. Doors and windows firmly closed.
That's the best place to be.
I turned the heat up exactly 1 degree from my usual 68.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, you went through a snowstorm on 69 degree temperatures?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I don't pay a lot for my heating bill, man. I do not.
I don't know. I'm hearing your 68, 69 degrees, and I'm thinking such extravagance. We keep ours at 66.
Well, you don't live with the smallest human in existence.
Oh, that's also true. We set the heat at 66, but then all the heat rises. So you go upstairs with the heat at 66, and it's still like 70 degrees up there. Mm. So that's where it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Y'all ready for Kids Q today?
Absolutely.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. I like this one. Plan your perfect birthday party. What does it look like? How are you celebrating?
Laser tag.
I like that. I've had a couple of years, twice in the last 4 years, my friends and I have gone down to and like spent a week in Disney World, and it just, the week that we picked to go, it's not because it's my birthday week, it just so happens to coincide, but I've spent two of my last four birthdays at Disney World, which is really cool, so something along those lines, I think.
I really want to say something wholesome and wonderful. I just want to spend it with my friends. No, you don't. But the reality...
You have no desire whatsoever to say something.
Not to mention friends.
I'm looking for some opulence here with my birthday.
Opulence.
I think I want that character from SNL to Planet, the club guy. I can't remember his name. Is it Stefan?
Oh, this one's got everything.
Yeah, I want him to plan my birthday party.
I didn't realize Stefan was British and evil.
I have two.
This one has everything.
With a very I have two accents. I have evil British villain, and I've got variations on Bill Cosby. Like, that's just kind of how we're rolling today. But yes, Stefan. So I want Stefan to plan my birthday party with exploding fire hydrants and aquariums filled with humans. I wish that I could think of the things that Bill thinks of, but yeah, that's my birthday.
You want Stefan to plan your birthday
party. Whenever I hear the name Stefan,
I always think of the cooler version of Stephen Urkel.
Stephen Urkel. Oh, that's going to change that Saturday Night Live sketch forever. It's John Mulaney who writes the scripts for all those Stefan sketches, so we'll just call John Mulaney and have him plan your birthday
party. Is that a real fact?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mulaney.
Mulaney and Bill Hader created the character, and the reason Bill Hader always cracked up is that Mulaney would change the script at the last second, so whenever he was reading the cue cards, he was reading a lot of that for the first time.
I'm so glad that I learned this today.
Basically, Mulaney says the whole point of that is just to try to crack Bill Hader up.
And it works. And it gets me every time.
It's the best part of the whole thing. Yeah.
With strobe lights and fog machines around a crowd of raving grim reapers.
I like it. Yep. All right. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at, I don't know how anyone can top that, but if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.